Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I thought about your stupid story yesterday. It was actually on CNN today, too, about processed food makes you dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, whatever. I was dumb before I ate
ultra-processed foods.
Right. And
did you have a big bowl of soup at lunch?
No, I didn't.
I did.
My wife made she made tacos last night with some ground turkey and veggies. And, you know, we had cabbage and cocktail sauce I used. Taco sauce, whatever.
Cocktails?
Did you have cocktails? And little small, you know, tortillas. I'm thinking, was that bad for me?
Probably.
First of all, there was
something
but there was no, the calories were really low because it was like a low carb.
In there might have been processed?
Tortillas.
That's what I mean.
The tortilla.
Oh, sure.
The sauce.
Yeah, there's probably sugar in both of those.
And by the way, to me, that was a good meal because it was really light. It was low carb tortillas. I had two of them. Ground turkey's not bad for you at all.
I know, I read the rule.
So I'm done. I'm done with this.
That's an example of doing what you can.
Yeah, you can. It's doing what you can, right? Yeah.
The
right.
rule of thumb is if it will go
lettuce,
bad.
And, you know,
then it's not processed that much anyway. If it goes bad.
Yeah.
Like if you got, you know, there's cans of beans in the pantry. That will never go bad.
I can't handle.
That's processed. Preservatives.
I can't handle being any smarter, actually. You know, the world could not handle me being smarter than I am.
Yeah, you need to eat some ultra-processed stuff to bring you down.
I think all of us do, actually.
Switch to Pop-Tarts.
I think this whole show is...
Your head is looking a little swollen.
Way too smart for society.
Like
so, see, I hate thinking about stuff that other people don't think about because it drives me crazy. I'm like, oh, my God, you're dumb, and I'm not.
Yeah.
And if I got to keep eating this stuff.
I guarantee you.
Just to stay somewhat relatable to these dumbasses that don't get stuff.
So you can function.
Thank you.
Right. We brought in
we feel that way. I'm not even lying. We are smarter than most people.
Any kind of radio consultant would come in here. He would listen to the show and say, listen.
You're way too smart for your audience. You
got to dial the IQ back about 50 points.
Exactly. Yeah,
please.
Each and every one of you.
Right.
Please. Yeah.
So you
hover maybe collectively. Collectively, right. 50 points.
The 75,
let's check in with 50
mark.
Bucks a butthole.
So I'm done. I mean, I'm still we talked about yesterday. Todd likes soup. I like soup. Now, I don't eat it in the summer as much as Todd does, but that's fine, though, because apparently it cools you down.
Well, really, according to that story.
I don't eat it on the deck in the summer.
It's going to be the death of me, though, evidently.
Soup, all right.
Among other
things. No, it's not going to be the death of you. You're just going to become an idiot because of it.
Oh, okay. Well,
It's not going to kill you. It's just going to make you dumber.
Well, once again, we can't be any smarter than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing everybody a favor.
Thank you, Nick.
And really, to avoid that stuff, you do, like fresh fruits and veggies and like.
Well, I do that.
And I
do that.
Plain meat is about all you could eat.
I know. That's a great point. Push.
What kind of meat?
That's a great point.
I mean,
if you go to dinner and you just like get a piece of seafood but nothing else around it, maybe that's not processed.
Or, you know, like with some rice and veggies on the side.
That's it.
You
okay.
know, but
that's about
piece
all.
Of seafood, like I had.
Mercury. I don't care.
I hadn't had swordfish.
Bring on the mercury,
but when we were out in Eastern Canada, there was swordfish on the menu. Yeah. So I said, give me some mercury-filled swordfish, please. I can't find that anywhere
else. I eat a lot
of
mercury.
But it's not processed.
I eat a lot of mercury.
No, I don't believe it was.
No.
Is that served looking like other fish, or do they cut it to a point emphasize the sword?
White, flaky. No, they don't serve the sword.
That's unfortunate.
I'd like to have the sword. sword on the side, please?
It cuts your face. You try to eat it with
the
sword.
I think the sword on the swordfish is pretty sizable.
Did the colonel pasteurize it before he served it?
No. Yeah. The waiter slips and stabs Todd in the neck with his own swordfish. I mean, it starts blood out.
I should have gotten the tilapia.
Carotid artery starts shooting out.
Oh, yeah. Down in Mexico, Costa Rica, I've had tilapia where they give you the whole thing. They
just drop
the entire fish.
Yeah.
I've had it here locally, too, where they just drop the entire fish in the fryer and give it to you. And it's normally tilapia.
I don't like that.
The swordfish.
I don't want a head on my plate.
Yeah, anything with eyeballs.
Yeah, yep. Swordfish is a little too big to do that.
The one time I had that at a restaurant.
Just drop the head of the swordfish in the fryer.
Well, they could at least let you use it as a knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
But great point. Cut the face off and use it for a knife.
The one time I had that at a restaurant, it was a whole fish, but the waiter kind of filleted it there at table side.
They did, but their head was they didn't take the head with
oh,
them.
Oh no, it was still staring at me while I ate it.
Yeah, I don't like the head on the fish.
Yeah, I had that at a Mexican restaurant in the south part of town. They just came out. Oh, I'll have the tilapia. Ah, there's the whole damn thing.
Oh, okay.
It's still flopping around.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Not just a Mexican place. There's another place in town that I love the restaurant, but they serve it like that too.
Although they say that the fish cheek meat is one of the best bites.
What is
the cheek meat?
The tilapia cheek.
Yeah. I don't know if tilapia specifically, but I've heard like food guys say that fish cheeks are very
that's crap.
Very good.
I've heard the walleye cheeks, and I guarantee you could put the walleye cheeks up against regular walleye meat. They couldn't tell the damn difference. Same with halibut. Halibut cheeks are a delicacy. No, they taste the same as halibut.
Do you like ass cheeks? I got something.
Yeah. I like to spread them and sing Elvis.
Thank you. Another kink from yesterday. Yeah. We met that stripper.
Yes, the answer is yes. Some of them I do.
I got this story sent to me multiple times last week, and I don't know why they keep sending it to us. Headline, napping regularly linked to high blood pressure and stroke, study finds.
On vacation.
But these are cause and effect things, because napping regularly means you're not active. We're active.
Now, this attributes it to something different. It says they think this may be because although taking a nap itself is not harmful, many people who take naps may do so because of poor sleep at night. Poor sleep at night associated with poorer health, and naps are not enough to make up for that.
Well, I get poor sleep at night.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, some days it's definitely a.
No, I get 6 or 7.
No, I mean,
good sleep?
But I don't sleep 6 straight hours, man.
I sleep all the way through.
Yeah.
Generally.
I generally do too. This says study participants.
I did it in the mountains, and I read something about that when I was out there, that people that go to the mountains right away have trouble sleeping. And I kept thinking, man, why am I waking up in the middle of the night feeling like crap? And I read an article that says if you're not used to altitude, which I'm not, the first 2-3 days, you have trouble sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Takes a little time to acclimate. Yeah. So, usually when I fly
I'm glad I landed on that. Right. Yeah.
I will stay in Denver for one night before we go up to the mountains and ski.
I bet you it makes a big difference, man.
Oh, one time.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I
bought oxygen.
Right. I left.
Really?
Yeah. They sell them all over the place up there because Breckenridge is really high. And they have tubes of oxygen you just buy. They ain't cheap, but you buy them. And mine lasts 2-3 days.
See, the trouble with that is I would think you'd get kind of addicted to it.
Well, I did. I kept sucking on it.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Like it's a chili dog.
But We've seen that.
But I felt it, though. I felt good. I mean, now I know why those guys on the sidelines at altitude, or even not at altitude, they just suck in the oxygen like that. It does make a difference.
Yeah, one time I flew. Right to, flew to Denver, and then we drove right up to the ski hill.
Right.
And the parking lot's like 11,000 feet.
Right.
And I had just gotten on a plane at 7 a.m. that morning, and I had the hypoxia. I was sucking wind all day that day.
And wind is the dog.
Yeah.
You'd be proud of me, Todd, because I actually Googled a couple of things this weekend I've never done in my life. And this week was altitude and sea level, excuse me. And it's, they kept. The highest part of Breckenridge, we're up at 12,000 feet or something like that.
13,000 is the top of that mountain.
Right. So and even down in Breckenridge, we're up about 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's about 9.
Right.
It makes a big difference.
Omaha's 11, like 1,000, about 1,000.
Yeah, about 1,200 feet.
My hometown, which I've never did, is 400. I didn't realize that, sea level.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm there. I'm never there. I'm here more than anything else. But that's a big difference. So I felt it. I definitely felt it. I'm thinking, please let me Google if oxygen makes you wake up and not get good sleep. And it does. I said, oh, good.
That's funny. I've felt some of the effects of altitude, but never the sleep. That's never affected me. I just, you know, you get there and you get to wherever you're staying and you get to the, you know, carrying a bag to the top of the stairs and you're ready to die.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
That sucks.
I did not like that part.
Like, I'm not in this bad of shape.
No,
Jesus.
No, and that's what bugged me about the most, Puss, because I know I'm in decent shape and I've never had, I never smoked in my life. So I never had shortness of breath my whole life, knock on wood. And, but I had some there and I'm thinking, man, this is crap. You know, I grant if you live there all the time, you'll be used to it.
Even when you're visiting, after, like Todd said, after a couple of days, you get acclimated to it. Your body adjusts.
Right.
Yeah, this is all upside down,
but
too.
But I'm a flatlander.
Generally, you know, I'm at altitude. Tyler's at sea level. It was the other way around.
Yeah. So it's throwing off the whole.
Down is up. Left is right.
Yeah. I'm out west. Tyler's out east. No, other way around.
Stepsons are getting the nuts cut off. Yeah. Everything's going crazy, man. Everything is going crazy.
Yeah.
No, oxygen concentration at sea level is 21%.
What is it up there?
At 13,000 feet, it's about 12.5%.
Big difference.
It is.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, at least when you're driving there, you can get you. It gradually happens.
Yeah,
you're still in it.
Right.
Yeah, and as you go across the state, you gradually gain altitude. Right. You're probably at about 5,000 feet when you hit the Colorado border.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, you're gradually climbing as you go west across the state of Nebraska.
All right.
But then, like, say, you get out of the car, even if you drove there, you get out of the car and start moving stuff around.
Yeah.
And go, Jesus, I'm going to die.
Right. My son, who's a complete athlete at 17 years old, he felt it, too.
Yeah, it's not fun. So this napping study, by the way, they said if you nap during the day, study participants...
Well, we do, and that's not going to end.
Yeah, who typically nap, and that's us... were 12% more likely to get high blood pressure and 24% more likely to get strokey than people who never nap.
All right. I don't
know. Well, I don't get brain man cold, but
like that.
I think he stroked out right
like
there.
Like that.
I think he stroked out right there.
I'm under the impression now that we nap because we don't do anything.
Oh, really?
Is that what you're getting from home right now?
No, you know, close to home.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Because this job's not doing anything at all?
No, it's not.
Are you supposed to take an active nap?
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, like, I can't function without the nap.
If she didn't think this is doing anything, what does she think you do comedy means? I shouldn't say she. Somebody close to home.
This person.
Right.
What does she think stand-up comedy is? Is that a job?
No. No, it's not. It's not my wife. But what I like is the people that told me it wasn't a good idea to leave the job and everything.
Oh, to do this.
Because I couldn't make it work. Yeah. And now that it's working, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
No. People suck. What was that story you did? Push, you sent another story because Nick actually did this for years. It's called Quietly Quitting Jobs.
Yeah, quiet quitting. It's basically...
What a lot of people have done for years, but I do like it.
And well,
they're doing it more now, right?
Well, so you hate your job, but you can't really afford to just quit outright.
Right. When they do those stories all the time, it's not just some dude that can hang out by himself with no money. Usually it involves a family. You're feeding somebody.
Right.
You're not quitting.
You need income.
Right.
You need income.
Or you're homeless.
But you still hate your job.
Right.
And this, apparently, they're calling it quiet quitting, where you basically just... say no to as much as you can at work and do the very bare minimum that will keep you employed.
So you phone it in.
Kind of.
Pretty much.
Kind of. I mean,
you don't bust your ass, you're not going to get a raise or a promotion anyway.
Right.
You're thinking that.
Yeah,
right.
And some employees bring this on themselves. If you do show initiative and take on something else, then you're not rewarded for it. Why would you keep doing that?
Right.
It's like that Carlin joke where, like, most people work just hard enough not to get fired.
Yeah. Well, it's called quietly quitting.
And get
quitting
paid
now.
Just enough not to quit.
Right.
Yeah, they say this could be a preventative measure that keeps you from actually quitting the job. It's just you rank the things that you need to do. Okay, I'm going to need to do these things to just stay employed.
All right.
Keep the boss off my back.
And they can't fire you for cause.
Right.
Because you're doing your job.
Nothing that's going to get you fired.
So this was you with the pharmacy for years.
Yeah,
right?
And I think that this is a lot of jobs too, especially if you're working somewhere where there's not the possibility of a better position there or any advancement.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, what if you're at your work and your stepdad routine. Shows up wanting to cut your nuts off every day? Does that get you in trouble?
Not boring.
If you didn't listen to the earlier segment, that made no sense to you right there. And I love it.
The Bounty. Yeah.
Somebody sent us a name, but I'm not going to read
the name. No, it's not Dean, at least. I don't like the word Dean.
Right. Yeah, no. it says that, you
and
know.
It was a pack and plan, apparently.
Was it?
Yeah, where he showed up.
Yeah.
It says that if you do this quiet quitting, you know, you may be likely are shutting yourself off from promotions and pay raises, but
you might not get those anyway.
Some places that's just not going to happen no matter what you do.
Right.
You know,
and maybe you sometimes get a promotion and a little pay raise, it's a lot more work and you don't want to do that either.
No, you know? But they also say that it at a certain point. You're probably better off just quitting the job.
I gave this dude $5. There was a homeless guy outside a, you know, we always go down to Wichita. We stop at the subway in New York.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I stopped there to get gas, and we're pulling out, and there's a guy on the corner there with a sign out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, I know I had some cash because I just bought some.
They're begging in York, Nebraska?
Yeah, they were. Really? But his sign said, just a hippie is kind of hungry. I said, man, that got me.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was about 35, 45, somewhere in there.
Hungry? Do you look hungry?
Hey, he wasn't fat, but I'm thinking, but I like to sign.
It's just honest.
Just a hippie in a backpack, kind of hungry.
You didn't hand him half your York Subway?
No, I didn't have anything yet. Or I would have. I just gave him $5 because that's all I had was sitting there. Yeah, I should have gave him 20. I felt bad. I only gave him $5 and I had a 20 there. Should I feel bad about that?
No.
Because nobody's giving these guys money. And I hate the guy that says he's going to go around the corner and he's got a Lexus. No, he didn't. He was dressed like a bum who was just traveling across the country, probably hitchhiking.
Well,
I don't know if you can't hitchhike anymore, but I'm just saying, he looked like that kind of guy. And I gave him $5 and he said, God bless. I said, well, you know, I'm not into that, but so what? Here's your $5.
Yeah, right. God bless. All right, I'm going to have to
give
me
back.
Bag.
I need that.
Give
bag,
me back.
You
can't have it.
I'm saying, really not. I didn't say that. I said, just. Hey, take care of yourself, brother. But yeah, I just like the sign. It wasn't like there was no God on the sign. Oh, he did say God bless. And it wasn't like veteran.
No.
I mean, just I'm not saying I don't know what you would put on those signs. I just like just a hippie that's kind of hungry.
Yeah. To the point. Simple.
Yeah.
See, I drove. Just last week, I was going somewhere in the middle of the day.
I hand him a joint and said, you'll be really hungry after this.
Yeah. not helping with the munchies.
Got behind you. Just gives you $20 because this is going
to
make you hungry.
If you gave him the joint, you need to give him the 20.
I don't have a joint.
He's going to need the extra food.
Joint, right.
But no, I pulled up to this intersection last week, and there were people standing on all four corners of this one intersection and all holding signs.
Oh, they all wanted money.
And they were all working together.
Oh.
Obviously, because the signs were all the same.
God, I would say.
But the signs were, I don't know, some little kid needed some medical thing,
man,
and give us money.
So it was a team. They were working as a team.
Yeah, but my brain, I look at it and go, really? How do I know that?
Oh, see.
You know, I mean.
Well, that's pretty. If there's four of them in there.
I don't know. But
was a kid sitting there with oxygen tank on?
No, yeah. The kid was nowhere to be found.
He's waving.
You're going to bring the kids out.
The kid was nowhere to be found.
The sick kid has to be waving at that point.
I'm going to have to see the kid.
Yeah.
I was just skeptical.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I get why people are skeptical.
I was skeptical.
And by the way, you weren't sitting there at a red light long enough. And a lot of times you don't have any cash. And most of us don't open a window and give money. It's just the way it works.
My youngest is really good about that.
I'm not mad at people that give money to these people. Go ahead.
My youngest always wants to. Yeah. He'll
crack your wallet open,
he doesn't have a job. He does.
Yeah. Oh, good.
We'll be there, and his window will go down from the back seat. And
$1?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him, man. teaching his son empathy, not like one of those, shut up, get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think maybe he feels for him because he doesn't have a job either.
Right. Yeah, but
he's like,
but
he's got I know it's tough out here. But yeah, but he doesn't have a lawn to mow or anything.
It's tough out here.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost felt bad for being skeptical of the people, but I went, well, yeah, that's a great story, but you might be full of crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you yell it out at him?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Where are the medical records?
It's the guy with the Lexus that ruins it for everybody.
It is. But that story was done once.
I know.
You know, and all of a sudden everybody's got a Lexus parked around the corner.
Oh, no. You have stories about how much balls
it has to sit there and to beg. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I just feel so bad for them that they feel they have to do that. And that's why I'm just always err on the side of caution that they are really down and out, you know?
Well, even that, if they
now,
do
a
have
scab pick and meth head, I'm not giving a guy. And I've seen, I saw, where was I at?
Did they open up for Poison?
Where was I?
Scab pick and meth head?
Their second album's not bad.
No, by the way, I want to mention them really, a band called Evandale, local guys. Big fans of the show. Great original rock and roll. Oh, they opened up for Poison. Great. Evandale, check them out. I wanted to mention that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I saw pictures on
good
social
dudes,
media.
Good local dudes.
Looks awesome.
Love the show.
And none of them were scab picking meth.
No, they weren't.
Not a one.
No, they weren't either.
Not
but
a one.
I saw some woman.
Scab picking meth.
It wasn't
kid.
In Colorado. It might have been back east when I was back east. But some woman was sitting in the corner somewhere and just biting her nails and just rubbing her head. And she was totally cranked up, you know, methed out. She's not getting my dollar, you know. I'll just give her some meth if I had some. Because she's not eating anyway.
It'll keep you going.
She's not eating anyway.
All
right.
Yeah, I'm looking more at this story about this quiet quitting. And
right.
I think one of the biggest things that people do, and I admire this because it seems bold in this day and age, is they just stop checking their email at 5 o'clock when they leave the office.
Oh, okay.
But then okay. I'm going to work while I'm here, while you're paying me, and when I'm outside of work, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And I think more and more people have problems with that these days.
Yeah, especially if you're not a boss. You know, I realize our bosses have to answer the phone all the year, especially in radio. It's weird. It's a business, but good.
Even at work, I remember people be like, you know, when I'd mess something up, and they'd be like, didn't you see that email? I'm like, well, we get a lot of emails.
I don't read all of them.
I don't know. Probably, but it's a lot to keep up with here.
But I think there's a lot of people that feel a pressure to always be connected, always be
nowadays
checking their email, no matter if it's the evening or the weekend or whatever, before work, first thing in the morning, you know?
That's partly on them, too.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that want to feel important, that want to be busy.
Right.
Yeah. So they make little tasks for themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Including the job.
It's true. But I think there's
and
also...
I hate people like that.
Yeah.
And have to act busy.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Right.
They have to act like they're in demand, like they're the commodity.
Right.
Oh, I'm really... No, you're really not that busy.
No.
But I think...
You don't have to be that busy.
I think there are a lot of workplaces, though, that where it may not be stated, but it's implied that you should be answering these emails even if you're at home and it's the evening.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's the way they've always done it.
It's expected that you're going to be checking that email no matter what.
Now, we're basically working all day. I mean, I'm always thinking, I'm always jotting stuff down, but we like our job. There's a lot of jobs where you should be able to just go home and turn it off.
Right.
You're done for the day.
You should.
But they don't expect that.
No.
Once you start giving a little bit extra, they expect even more.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you quietly quit.
Yeah.
Right.
Quietly quitting. No, I remember my wife.
Is she the story about the guy cutting his stepson's nuts off? Let's get on that tomorrow. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'll do that all the time. Like, who are you texting? The guys. What about? Well, here it's this. This is it. About this guy cutting his son's nuts off. We're going to do the story tomorrow. Okay.
There's
don't ask.
Big news.
Don't ask. What are you doing? I'm texting the guys. What about work? What do you mean work? I don't know. A guy's nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll sound stupider if I explain it.
Yeah, you're right. But it is work.
Yeah.
I said, you know me 30 years. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm texting the guys about somebody's nuts, and it's work.
No, I remember my wife at one point
25 years
started a job. She doesn't. This is not the job she has now.
Right.
This is a couple jobs ago.
Clarify that. What did you say about me at work this morning?
Yeah. Day one, she said. Day one, she was leaving the office at 6:15.
Day one.
Day one, and she's getting a hairy eyeball from her boss.
Whoa.
Because she was leaving to go home. at like 6:15 in the evening, and her boss was still there. It's like, well, I'm supposed to be here till 5:30. I already stayed an extra 45 minutes. Right. How much is enough?
How long she stayed there?
Harry Elbow's not quite as good as scab picking meth head.
He was there about 9 months.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. She hated that job.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.